You've been staring at your computer screen for so long, you can see your presentations, spreadsheets, and documents when you close your burning eyes. These tasks take forever. You know there's a better way, but how? You want to improve your presence in meetings, but how? Stop working so many hours. Become the authority for reporting at work. Fix work problems before they happen. This is the Business Intelligence Podcast. Plug into the Business Intelligence Reporting Community at www.getreporthelp.com. You're not alone, and yes, you need help.
So, I've been working on making my job something that I can do remotely. I've been working at this for the last year and a half or so. It started by just taking an afternoon off and working from home. But then I kind of stretched it into a day where I was just working from home. And I've kind of been building this up, and I've been kind of easing the company into it. I've been doing it by handling a lot of my activities by email or phone. As a matter of fact, when I go in for conference calls or meetings, I just dial into the conference call instead of actually attending the meeting. And I've noticed that this has been an increased activity across the board, not just me, but everybody in the company seems to be doing this, because you can handle it from, you know, where you're at. You know, if the part of the conversation isn't related to you, then, you know, you can take care of some other activities. But for me, and for this working remotely, it's a huge benefit, because people don't seem to care where you're at as long as you're participating and getting this done. Now, some people call this work shifting or telecommuting, but it's something that I've been working on, and ultimately I've had some really good success with. There's been some information that's been researched on this, and so that people that are telecommuting or work shifting will actually save, on average, 6 hours out of their work week. I think that's mainly just from the driving to and from the office. But the interesting fact, and the one for employers, is that most of those work shifters will actually donate 4 hours back in that situation. So